The American quartet clocked a world record time of 3 minutes 8.24 seconds to win the men's 4x100 meter freestyle race. But obliterating the previous record by nearly 4 seconds was not the story, as five of the eight teams were below the old mark. The U.S. men found themselves trailing perhaps the strongest French team ever. Jason Lizak was the final American in the pool, and he was about a full body length behind former 100-meter freestyle world record holder Alain Bernard at the final turn. Realizing he might not catch up, Lizak rose to the challenge.
A thought really crossed my mind for a split second. There's no way. And then I changed, and I said, you know what, it's ridiculous, it's the Olympics, and I'm here for the United States of America, and, you know, I don't care how bad it hurts or whatever, I'm just going to go out there and put it. And that, honestly, in like 5 seconds, I was thinking all these things, you know, just got like a supercharge and just took it from there.
Touching the wall by a fingertip or less, Lizak and his teammates edged the French by 8/100ths of a second to regain the Olympic title they owned from 1964 to 1996. The win gave Phelps his second gold medal in as many days. Another world record fell in the men's 100-meter breaststroke when Kosuke Katachima touched the wall in 58.91 seconds. Through an interpreter, the Japanese champion says he was thrilled to achieve in Beijing what he could not 4 years ago in Athens.
It was a higher level fight for me, and in that sense, I was able to break my record. I was able to race fast, and I am full of emotion compared to last time.
Rebecca Adlington became the first British woman in 48 years to win an Olympic swimming gold. American Katie Hoff was the favorite in the 400-meter freestyle race, but Adlington was inspired by a mental image.
The medal around my neck, to be honest, that was my motivation. I couldn't see anyone past Katie. I didn't know what was going on over that side of the pool. So I saw Katie and I was just like, let's try and just catch her and keep with her.
Adlington's time of 4 minutes 3.22 seconds edged Hoff by 7/100ths of a second. Another British swimmer, Joanne Jackson, placed third. Australian Lisbeth Trickett emerged the winner of the women's 100-meter butterfly final.
To come in here and swim a personal best time at an Olympic final is just more than I could have hoped. The best thing for me is that I've equaled what I've done in Athens.
Another world record was set in the pool during a preliminary heat. Kirsty Coventry of Zimbabwe set the 100-meter backstroke standard in 58.77 seconds. That was 1/10 of a second faster than the previous best. At the Beijing Olympics, Jim Stevenson, VOA Sports.